And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Mine arrived yesterday.
Last night, overnight.
Man.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Mine's coming today.
Nice. So excited. What's it called again?
Silly Poopy.
Silly Poopy. I love Silly Poopy. Hey, BJ, I know that you have all the family coming in for Thanksgiving.
I do. And now, I'm excited.
I know that you really loved the pecan pie that you were trying out to see if it's going to be good. You know, because I saw that Dave Frazier does a turkey this week just to practice.
He does?
Yeah. Oh. He does like the whole meal for just the family first and then waits for all the in-laws and stuff.
A practice turkey.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, Jeremy Hubbard told me.
Especially if you're going to do a different recipe. Maybe you're going to do deep fried for the first time.
Exactly. Yeah. Practice.
I think you do practice that.
Yep.
That's a good idea. Dave Frazier's so smart. That guy's brilliant, man.
I tell you, Dave Frazier.
He might be the smartest guy in Denver.
Yep. Really? All right. Anyway. Listen to this. So BJ got a pecan pie. Pecan is that what he says?
Pecan.
I say pecan. He says pecan.
A pecan.
And he ate the whole damn thing.
Yesterday. That's all I had yesterday. I left here.
That's how he makes it okay, you guys. Because you say, well, that's all I had.
Yeah, nothing else.
Well, when you're calorie counting, you do that. You have to keep up with everything that you've eaten for the full day.
Yeah.
And a whole pie. Pecan is what I had.
Well, everybody's saying what you should do if you want the best pie on the planet is go to Estes Park and go to the pie shop there.
I've heard about this place.
Yeah, it's called the Estes Park Pie Shop. It's in Estes, obviously in Estes Park. It was started in 2006. It says that they use 6 cups of peach and blueberry, double the amount used by most bakeries in their pies. And they don't have any preservatives or no canned fruit. And then they use a crunchy sugar crumb topping.
Ooh.
Crunchy sugar crumbs.
I may have to go.
Right? Yeah. So they have rhubarb, strawberry, apple, cherry. They have all
rhubarb.
Yeah. My dad used to love rhubarb.
Rhubarb pie?
Yep. He did.
Ooh.
I know. I don't even know what rhubarb is, to be honest with you.
It's a root.
It sounds awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, so go to Estes Park to the pie shop.
Man. Hey, Spadil, do you eat pie? Do you eat pecan?
I hate pie.
You hate pecan?
Yeah, pie sucks.
What about
sucks.
Hair?
The only pie that I like is chocolate pie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hair? You mean rabbit pie?
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
H-A-R-E.
Not a fan of rabbits, no.
Me either.
Yeah.
Never tried it, actually.
You've never eaten rabbit? I had rabbit.
I've heard it's really stringy.
It's horrible.
I've had squirrel.
Yeah.
But never rabbit.
Have you ever had soft shell tortoise turtle?
Can't say I have.
No. Soft shell crab?
No, I caught a soft shell turtle and my dad made us eat it.
Really?
Was it good?
No!
They say turtle meat's pretty good.
No, it was like a soup. And I thought of that guy with the hook in his mouth and I was like, no, God!
Well, it sounds better than rhubarb pie.
I'm just saying. Does it? A lot of people like rhubarb, I think.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't care for it.
All right. Anyway, this is sad. And so they're saying that Harry, Louis, Niall and Zane all showed up for Liam's funeral, which is today. They showed him getting out of the cars about 20 minutes ago. It's in England, his funeral. But, you know, I guess in a weird way, it brought the band back together. You know?
Yeah, it did.
Some of those guys don't talk anymore. And so maybe this will, you know, get them to at least.
Yeah, I don't know if that works, though.
You don't?
No. I had a family member that passed away. And there were a couple of people, two aunts that were in a feud.
Mm-hmm.
And they both showed up for the funeral.
Yeah.
They didn't speak to each other, Jamie. Nah. They wouldn't even sit on the same side in the funeral home. They went to the graveside. One stood where we.
Really?
We thought that's a family. Well, they've been bickering for a while. Couple of bickering old ladies, and they've been fighting forever and talking really bad about each other, and we thought that would bring them together.
Well,
we thought this is one family event, because we're all going to go one day, folks.
Yeah.
And we thought this would be it. They'd have that come to Jesus moment, you know? No. They left there just as bitter as ever.
They couldn't even set it aside for a day.
No, Carson, they couldn't.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard.
I'm just trying to relate it back to One Direction. by two ants. Very old. I know that it's a long shot. Yeah. Have I ever told you how much I love pecan pie? I don't like rhubarb, though.
Ah, wow. Well, thanks for sharing.
I don't know why. I saw the One Direction story, and all these family secrets came out.
Right? Oh, my God. Well, I guess, you know what? You're just proving the point. Yeah. I think that you just... Yeah.
Harry Styles does that with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes me think.
Who is it? Zayn doesn't talk to... Is it...
Harry,
okay.
Harry and Zayn have a little feud.
That's a shame.
Team Zayn.
Maybe you should call him up and tell him the sad story about your two aunts.
change
it. You know?
It's a serious thing in my family, Jamie. It's not funny. I'd appreciate it if you would.
I'm sorry.
If you were kind of, make fun of.
I'm not. It's just, you'd think, it's very serious. A funeral, everybody get along.
There's Aunt Peggy. Aunt Peggy is one of the aunts, and Janelle.
Oh, Janelle.
Janelle is a problem. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, anyway, moving on. Hey, Jamie, it'd be great if you get the names right when you're talking about the story and Liam passing away. Yeah, I know. Listen, I
got my aunt's names right. Least you could do is get One Direction right. Peggy and Janelle.
Harry, Louie, Niall, and Zayn.
There you go.
What did I do wrong?
Is there a Louie?
Yeah, Louie Tomlinson.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
You did not help on that one.
Did you hear about Peggy?
And Janelle.
We still don't talk.
I feel
to this day.
I hate that, Janelle.
This is one of those things like we're laughing in here, but everybody's in their cars going, shut up.
Are we laughing alone?
I think so. It happens a lot.
Tornado 51059. Are we laughing alone?
It's been known to happen, hasn't it? Let's hear. A judge has ordered federal prosecutors to destroy several pages of Sean Diddy Combs' handwritten notes that they obtained from the raid in his jail cell. So they went in, they grabbed all his handwritten notes, and some of them are pretty damning, I will say. That's what they're saying. But the judge says that we have no right to see it. The government should not be in possession of them. And virtually every single thing in these legal pads are matters he discussed with his attorneys. And it says that this has been a complete institutional failure. I swear to God, if these people screw up this case, I'm going to be real mad.
Yeah, there's something with this story that's really conflicting, though, to me anyway. If he's got information there that he was sharing with his attorney, okay, I get client to attorney privilege, okay, but if you've got information in there, which they claim, where you're trying to get your family to somehow taint the witnesses,
you said that taint. That was funny.
Never mind. Never mind.
Well, I just felt like this was going to go far. forever and ever. And
I had just started, if you don't mind.
All right, you were at taint. Go ahead.
If they're going to try to
convince
the witnesses that they shouldn't come forward or whatever, if they're going to cause a problem there, then that should be able to be used in court.
Yeah, if you can prove witness tampering, absolutely. Yeah.
But if it's notes to his...
It doesn't matter. You wouldn't tell your lawyer tell my brother to make sure they take so-and-so out.
No. It has to be witness tampering. Otherwise, it's violation of...
Well, obviously, you guys aren't the judge, and you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Moving on. Okay. The Bachelor alum, Maria Gorgas, she has set the record straight after online rumors suggested that she and Pete Davidson had dated. She said, absolutely not. I've never dated Pete, because they said that Pete broke up with her and then went to rehab, and that's why. And she said, I've never dated Pete. False rumor. I'm friends with his sister, Case. Oh, case closed. Her name's not Case.
Case.
Look how it goes. It goes, Case and close. Yeah. Anyway, it says, she said there was no breakup. There was no dating. And she said, I just spoke to his sister, and he's not in rehab. He's been sober for months. I can't believe this. It's very insulting to his recovery and my mental health. He's literally at home right now. So I wonder what that's about. Because yesterday we heard it was really bad, and he was in rehab.
And I don't know if I believe that, because we haven't seen Pete out and about in a long time.
That is true, but I mean, she seems to know what she's talking about a little bit. She's friends with Case.
Case.
I thought it had nothing to do with alcohol, drugs.
Yeah.
I thought it was all mental health.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, let's see here. It says a 7-inch tall mini version of the full-size Tesla bot, the humanoid helper, you know, that Kim K got. It's already out of stock. It's a little 7-inch mini version, and it says it's $40. It's a mini autonomous assistant humanoid friend. It comes with more than 40 individual parts, 20 points of articulation, as well as a charging station and one cyber hammer accessory. The toy is now selling for $1,300 on eBay. A little toy?
I didn't even know they were selling those.
I didn't either. They're sold out. What? A little toy?
Well, you knew Kim Kardashian would be the first to have a 7-incher. Robot. It's a Android robot.
No, she has the full size.
7-inch. It's 7-incher.
She has the full size.
It's a 7-inch.
She has the full size.
Oh, the full.
All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
I'm not done. I'm going to keep going. I got more to say. Right? Back to that Diddy story.
Okay.
Let me just start with this right here. Blah, 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 blah. All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's a Wednesday. Hope Day.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, I've not brought this up to you, but at this hour of the show, I'm starting to feel a real void right now. Because, I mean, there for a couple of weeks, I mean, I was on a roll. Man, was on a roll.
Now I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I had the lockup lunch going.
Yeah.
Man, that thing
Why
was
Why don't
a,
you just think of a different feature?
That's what I'm bringing up to you. So over the last couple of days, I've been trying to think of something brand new to do. And by the way, if you've got a suggestion, Texanado is 51059. Now, I've written down like Schmidl's joke of the day.
Oh, that's fun.
Maybe that he finds something really goofy. We all laugh. Even though it's not even funny. We just laugh. Maybe play a sound. Nah, we don't want sound effects. But you see what I'm saying.
Right, yeah.
That we find something.
Well, we did one time. Remember we did Neighborhood Watch. Or, wait, what was that? What's that thing? Word of mouth.
Next door.
Yeah,
word
next door.
Yeah, we did that.
We did the next door.
It's word of mouth.
Oh, yeah, that song.
That
haunted you all day.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
That was a good time. Mm-hmm. Good time. Those were good times.
Those were good times.
But we need a new feature.
How about real or fake? And
real or fake?
Yeah, we'll just talk about
like a story.
Like no. Like people in the office will just be like, "Are her jugs real or fake?"
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think we can do that.
All right.
No.
Well,
I finally took that harassment compliance thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did it yesterday.
Oh.
And it's on there.
And you can't do that?
No,
I thought that would have been fun. All right, anyway.
It even says, don't do real or fake. Even if Jamie's suggestion.
Who's Amy?
Don't bring it up. Don't bring it up. Well, you just rattled me there.
Oh, sorry.
Really,
but the thing is, there's no bad ideas when you're just working on ideas. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's allowed to just throw them up on the wall.
You got to work through them.
Well, you know what? I'll go ahead and write it down.
All right. Okay, good.
Okay. Or fake.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not really writing it down, folks. It just looks
that way.
What
did you have?
Nothing. I just had the Schmidl joke of the day. Okay. I did have something else that was on my mind, but I've not come up with anything concrete. Okay. The reason I bring it up is I want the audience to participate.
Okay.
So I want you to text if you can think of an idea that would make a feature. Now, keep in mind, it doesn't have to be as great as lockup lunch was, or assisted living lunch. Those were just stellar. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
you only come across those once in a career.
Smashes.
Yeah.
But if you do have an idea, you can text it at 51059 to let us know.
Okay.
Because I just feel like you're in the 9 o'clock hour, kind of freewheeling, having a good time. Just, you know, just something to put a little icing on it.
Do you have any ideas, Schmidl? Like balls and stalls?
Balls and stalls?
What? Balls and stalls?
I don't even want to know. Is that like a pool game or something? No, it's nothing. Keep walking.
Huh. All right. Any ideas from you? Schmidl?
Not off the cuff? No.
What about you, Carson? Anything?
Anything crazy?
Wow, I feel like I'm the only one with two good ideas.
No. Ideas, good. No.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, more chances at winning those Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets. Later on today, around noon, I think, is the next pair of tickets. And then the Slacker Show later on this afternoon has a chance to win.
Yep. So that's a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Deion Sanders, is he going to stay or is he going to go? We don't know.
I want to watch you and Schmidl fight about this whole thing because I saw that you both... Because, see, when you have two know-it-alls and that's in this space, I don't mean know-it-alls all the time, yeah. but in this space, yeah. you both think you're so right. And so, if right. you don't mind, I'd like to watch this.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Well, here's the deal. All right, let me explain first of all. Michael Irvin has come out and said, and Michael Irvin used to play for the Dallas Cowboys, and he's now a commentator at ESPN doing all that. Okay, he's a former player that's come out and said that Deion Sanders and his son Shadur is going to the Dallas Cowboys, that that the son would be drafted in the upcoming NFL draft, and once the son is there, Deion's going to follow and will be the head coach of the team. He put this out there yesterday. In fact,
you have the audio.
I do have the audio. Here we go.
You do believe, and I do too, that if Shadur went to the Cowboys, Deion would accept the job.
I believe 100%, and I can tell you, good sources have told me that. Great sources have told me that. That's all I can say like that without violating anything.
Boy, great sources. Mm-hmm. And then Schmidl comes back. He comes running into the studio because he loves to talk sports.
He does.
He came running into the studio, and Schmidl, you take it from there.
Well, there's no way he's going to go to the Cowboys.
Okay, no way.
He'll be going to either the Panthers, the Patriots, or the New York Giants.
Right.
Yeah. Right now, if the NFL season ended and they started the draft, the Cowboys would be eighth. I don't see them getting up into the top three, and I don't think that they're going to trade. They just signed Dak Prescott to a $300 million contract.
That's
their quarterback.
Whoa.
So that would be just insane draft someone,
weird.
And then you owe him a gajillion dollars. Like, we see how crappy it's working out here, right?
Yeah.
All right, your explanation. Yeah. All right, my turn now.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, this is like the prosecution goes first, and then the defense.
Could you just get to it?
The season's not over. And the Dallas Cowboys suck. I mean, suck. The most valued sports franchise there is, Dallas Cowboys. They have to make it right. They got to do something.
Yeah, they're terrible. Right.
They did just sign a quarterback. He blows. He's terrible.
Cooper Rush is awful. Yeah.
No. I'm talking about the Dak Prescott. He stays injured. Oh. There's a good – they need a quarterback because Dak's not the answer right now. And if they can get – and they love Deion. They do love him down there in Texas. He played for them, all right?
Right.
So if they can get Deion and his son all as a package, marketing-wise, it's a genius move on their part.
Yeah, but they're not going to be able to draft Shadur. He's going to go in the top
three.
You
don't know that.
And he's not going to go to
Dallas.
That's
his opinion. Let him have it.
He's got a dumb opinion.
He's going on hypotheticals because if the season ended today.
Are you guys? What?
I'm not saying anything. I'm watching the ping pong.
Carson's saying that we're going on hypothetical.
You are. You said if the season ends today, this is how it's going to go.
Yeah, everything is hypothetical in this. Right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Madel.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. Carson, you're being dumb.
What he's saying is that he'll be, what, top three pick?
Yeah, okay. Easily.
I don't think
he will. Him and Travis will go top three overall, and it won't be to the Cowboys because I don't think that they're going to be worse than the Panthers or the Patriots or the Giants.
But here's the problem with what you're saying about Hunter. Hunter's a straight-A student, and he's only a junior. I feel like he's going to finish and get his degree.
He's forecasted to go into this.
I understand that, but realize that this kid has worked his butt off to stay a straight-A student.
He also loves Boulder. He said that out loud, too.
So.
You're not going to have two Colorado players in the top three in the NFL draft.
I'll bet you.
Ain't
you want to bet me?
I'll bet you, too.
Yeah. I'll bet you $500.
I'm going to say top five.
If they both enter the draft.
No, we're talking top three. You can't change it.
I'll guarantee you they're going to be top three.
Two out of three will not be Colorado players. I'll bet you whatever you want to bet.
I'll bet you
$10.
Okay. If they both enter the draft.
No, I'm not doing top five. I'll do top three.
Yeah.
Because that's what he said.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'll do top three.
Top three, you are not going
to
have
two. They both have to enter the draft. If Travis Hunter decides not to enter the draft,
don't we have a Justin Bieber song to play?
Yeah, we got Lady Gaga.
Oh, God. Oh.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, you're saying it wrong.
All right, let's poke her face. I like the argument better, actually, instead of Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, hard to believe. Thanksgiving, just around the corner. Have you been to the grocery store lately? Or you still get all your stuff ordered? They deliver it for you.
Yeah, I went in the other day for the big blizzard of whatever, 2024.
You see all the like the stuffing and all the stuff all put out in the aisle so that it's easy to grab. Man, I love this time of year.
Yep, it's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Got the turkey, got the ham.
Well, I'm excited for you because you've never had all your boys sit down at one table. That's exciting.
Nope. And it's going to happen.
I know.
I hope.
It will. Why wouldn't it?
Well, some airline will go on strike or something.
I thought somebody was.
I thought someone backed out.
No. Yeah. We're good. All right, everybody, have a great day today. Have we pretty much taken care of everything we need to?
I feel like we're good, yeah.
We mentioned the new the Post Malone show. More tickets are coming up later on today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think Heather has a pair. Slacker has a pair.
Does Heather have a pair?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, yeah, I'm positive.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I think so.
I'm not sure.
If not, I'm lying. I thought you were leading it to a joke.
No, I just
didn't. Heather have a pair? I'm like, how do I answer this?
Because we've never mentioned that before. We've only talked about Slacker.
May not. Okay, forget about the Heather part, folks. Slacker has a pair, though. We know that.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. Okay, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.